This ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. If you had waited on me, you would not have to go through the trials that you would have gone through under Nebuchadnezzar. You would have not been in captivity. You would have not had to start rebuilding the temple. You would have not had to go through all of the stuff if you had just waited on me. Because when we wait, it allows us to know that a change is coming. A change was coming. When we come to our main passage in Isaiah chapter 40, the world leader is Cyrus, king of Persia. And God was preparing to deliver his people from captivity in about 541 BC. Cyrus issued a decree that permitted the Jews to return to their land and rebuild the city and the temple. God wants his temple to be rebuilt. He wants his house to be restored and renewed. He wants something new. He wants something because old stuff has to be done away with. Old traditions have to be moved out of the way. New things have to be birthed and rebirthed and start over. So the historical text states in chapter 40, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up their wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Three things, and I'm going to my seat. Fly, run, and walk. In Isaiah chapter 40, we read about those who wait on the Lord in verse 31. And one could ask the question, does this mean that those who are patient will receive God's help? Possibly, but not quite. Because you can have patience and not wait on the Lord. Because you can have your own personal agenda and not know what God is up to. The basic meaning of the verb to wait is to wind or to twist. Oh. To wind or to twist. From this root comes the word similar to that of a spider web. And a spider web is designed to capture or catch things. To wind or to twist. If you notice, the spider web is filled with all kinds of dimensions. And if you ever seen the spider work on his web, he spends time just making that web so that he can catch everything. God can catch us. God knows how to catch us. He doesn't have to use a web. He uses how to word to catch us. A spider catches things for his survival. But God catches us for our survival. You'll catch that. And what that means is that to let God becomes your lifeline, your card of escape, because the way we live, we can't do it on our own. I cannot live good enough to make it into heaven. But I know one who did. And he provided the lifeline for all of us to be saved. And when I shared that with a young lady, she said, but Pastor, you don't know my story, but he does. I don't have to know your story. I don't even have to know the way you live. All I have to give you is the one who can give you life eternal. Give you And when you have accepted him as the Lord of your life, when you repent of your sin, you are saved, past tense. Because he's the one that did it. We are just spokesmen here doing the work that the Lord has called us to do. Isaiah was a spokesman doing the work that God called him to do. And that was some folks that didn't like him. Jesus came into this world and they didn't even like him. So why would people like preachers? I shared with Rodney the other day. I said, they're going to talk about you, brother. That's because there's an element that don't want God's word now to be exposing him. He wants us to be dormant and not understand that God has a plan of salvation for those who accept him as Lord. And the enemy, the elements, all of those fallen angels, they know me and they know you. We look different. We talk different. We walk different. And they know exactly who we are. So they point us out. Go get him. Stop him from sharing the truth about God and his son, Jesus Christ. And he will raise up his head to try to divide and conquer. Because a divided house will not stand. Antioch, before we can rise up to wait on the Lord, we must first learn to lean on our lifeline, our cord of escape. And Jesus has provided the way of escape, of escaping God's judgment. Now we must remember God is watching us and God is also waiting on us. So let's look firstly at flying. We read in Psalm 103, David said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, who redeemed your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." We have been redeemed. You miss your shout. Those who have accepted the Lord have been redeemed. We've been purchased. The Lord purchased us with his blood so that we are now seen in the eyes of the Father as perfect, acceptable to the Father. We've been redeemed. We've been purchased by the Lamb of God who is watching and waiting for us to come unto the Lord. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. God ain't trying to judge us. He's trying to save us. He is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgression from us. That young lady that I talked to a few weeks back said, "You mean God will forgive me?" Yeah, he will. And she looked surprised. God forgave all of us through his son one day when we reached out to him. And that's the story that we tell those who are searching and seeking salvation from the Lord. God not only help us in this present life, but for those who fear him, the Bible says he has removed their sins from them so that one day when they transition from this life to the next, they will mount up wings like an eagle and soar straight into heaven. I love the Lord because he baffled the scientists of the world and gravity and how gravity holds us. But the Lord just stepped on a cloud and he ascended up. There's nobody like God. He has all power, all authority to reign and to rule. David understood God helped. David praised the Lord for his many mercies, including the forgiveness of sin. David understood that God was watching, and David understood that God was waiting. But they that wait upon the Lord, God is watching, and God is waiting. God loves us with an everlasting love, and he's not trying to judge us, but God is trying to save us. So let's look at running. When we wait on the Lord, then the Lord removes the weight, the W-E-I-G-H-T. For he removes the weight of sin, the weight of sin, the weight of our burdens, so that we can't be so easily shaken. We are carrying stuff. Sometimes we've been carrying it for years. I talk to my mom all the time. I said, Mama, you've been carrying stuff for 50 years. You got to let it go. How much stuff are you carrying? Maybe somebody has offended you. Maybe somebody stabbed you in your back. Maybe somebody talked about your mama. And you carrying that weight because you don't like that person. And the enemy is rejoicing because he got a battle and a struggle. And that's exactly what he wants. We are carrying weights that we don't need to carry. In Hebrews 12 and 1, it says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. I ain't got time to be fighting with folks. I've got so much work to do. I got a race to run, and this race is trying to get us all straight into the presence of the Lord. But the enemy will put stuff and obstacles in our way to try to get you off the track. I watched the American runners the other day. They couldn't even handle the baton in a 4x4 100 relay. And because there was no coordination there, they lost the race. And when there is no coordination, the race sometimes is delayed because there's stuff that has hindered and caused us not to get where we need to be. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. This race is not a sprint. Lyle understood that. This race is a marathon. For the believers, we are to run this race with patience, because the enemy is going to put some obstacles, some ditches, some hills, some valleys, so that you will think, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to make it. But if you put your trust and faith in the Lord, when the mortgage is due, he will be there to support you. When your health is shaky, he will be there to lift you up. When you put your faith and your trust in the Lord, he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above more than we could ask or think. And when we trust in the Lord can do all things. As I close, as we wait before him, God enable us to soar when there is a crisis, to run when the challenges are many, and to walk faithfully in the day-by-day demands of life. And now you know how we are watching and he is waiting. The doors of the church open. If you are here today, my brother or my sister.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
KAYT and KQJOFM. We're five cities strong all day long. Lead it.
We've got Louisiana.